Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Here's breaking weather news. Might be dry for a change by this evening.
Well, I love a rainy night.
Yeah, but not every night, though.
I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips.
April showers bring May mold. Well, maybe by tomorrow we can play Here Comes the Sun.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night.
Now let's get to Dean Richards here from Channel 9 with some entertainment news. Good morning, Dean. How you doing?
Good morning. Just drying out like everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, from overindulging from being at home so much. I don't mean the weather.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Let's get to this Harrison Ford story. What did he do?
Well, Harrison Ford has had kind of a history of trouble with airplanes. Really, he just needs to let somebody take over in the cockpit. He had an incident a couple of days ago in which his private plane crossed a runway in Los Angeles, not at LAX, but a smaller airport, crossed a runway while another plane was trying to land at the airport at the same time. And these two planes came within a pretty close proximity of each other. There's audio that's out of the control tower pretty much screaming at him and telling him to pay attention and, you know, follow directions. It's not the first time that this has happened. In 2017, he almost hit a jetliner that was carrying 100 people when he landed in the wrong place. And you may remember the story from 2015, where he actually crashed a World War II military plane into a golf course, amazingly walked away from that accident. there's going to be some more investigations. The FAA is investigating this one, and they're not one bit impressed that he was Han Solo.
Yeah, I would think not. And now we have...
Get off my plane.
we have Zoom for pets now. What's this all about?
Well, you know, I think this is just a big red flag that we're running out of things to do. Everybody's doing Zoom meetings now to get together with the friends and family. Rainn Wilson, who is Dwight Schrute on The Office, is going to be hosting a Zoom call for whatever kind of pets that you have. You set up your Zoom call. I guess you put your pets in front of the cameras this time. And I am told that they will interact with each other with this. He's got, he personally has pit bulls and potbelly pigs. So if anyone wants to, you know, get, you know, and be part of this, it's going to happen at 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you go to freshpet.com, they're the ones sponsoring this whole thing, freshpet.com, they have a link there on how you need to pre-register, and they need to send you your Zoom link in order to be part of it. But, you know, wait, you've got a gerbil, a parakeet, ferret. I don't have a dog right now, but when I did, I know that there was no way that my dog would have sat in front of a camera.
No, they're more interested in drinking out of the toilet than that, I think.
Right, unless there was peanut butter on the screen, then you'd get the dog's attention.
Well, not that I am not interested in Fresh Pet, but I'd rather talk about the Fresh Prince. They had a big reunion, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, this is the first time since 1996 that the cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air have gotten together on camera, at least anyway. Will Smith is doing this at-home series like a lot of people are doing right now. You know, John Krasinski and so many others are doing kind of, you know, little mini shows from their homes. And Will Smith is doing something called Will at Home, different guests each time. And yesterday he got together with some of his old castmates from his 1990s series. Listen to this.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Today on Will From Home, I'm hyped. Y'all gonna love this one. I'm not even gonna rap about it. Watch this.
Hi, Jeff.
Snap!
He's alive!
He's alive!
And Jeff, you had us all scared.
Not as scared as I was.
You're doing better, huh?
It was a little rough, but I'm definitely happy to be on the other side.
How is everybody doing?
There's something amazing about house arrest.
This is probably not your first time.
Hey, it's not new.
This September is 30 years since we shot the pilot.
Wow.
Of all the things I have ever done, nobody brings up things more than they do about the Fresh Prince. How often do we even pop on a call and say, hey, how you doing?
This is actually the first time.
Yeah, so first time in 26 years. They're talking about when they were talking to DJ Jazzy Jeff, who was also part of that cast. He recently was diagnosed positive with COVID-19 and went through kind of a murky time with all of that, but has come out okay with the whole thing. That's why everybody was saying, you look great, you seem to be doing great, and he's saying, not as happy as I am to be here, because he had pneumonia and, you know, went through, quite a little battle with all that. But the most of the series regulars were there. Alfonso Ribeiro was there, who was Carlton, of course, Tatiana Ali, who was Ashley, Karen Parsons, who was Hillary the Butler, Jeffrey the Butler, Joseph Marcel was part of it, Janet Huber, who was the second Aunt Viv on the show. She was part of it. James Avery, of course, who Uncle Phil passed away a few years ago. But, everybody seemed happy to see each other.
We were talking with Chicago TV producer John Davies, who went out to L.A. to do all sorts of network shows years ago. And he did the comic relief Michael Jordan salute back in 91 at the Chicago Theater. And he was telling us how there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fans outside the theater when they were doing that show, and he thought it was all about Michael Jordan, but these were young people ready to see Will Smith. I mean, this guy has always been unbelievably popular, hasn't he?
Yeah, and part of it is 1,000% charisma on his part. He's just one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet, on camera, off camera. Never heard a bad word. I've interviewed him dozens of times, and couldn't be nicer each time. And when you think about this, in this little reunion Snapchat that Will Smith put together, if you want to watch the whole thing, it's about 20 minutes long, and it's on Snapchat. They showed some old clips of the show, and then the cast members who had reunited for it would, I remember that day, and I remember you did this and that. It's really fun and very nostalgic to watch it. It's hard to believe that it's 30 years ago that show premiered. But
yeah, really,
when you see these early clips of a young Will Smith, who was, really just, he was just coming up as a singer when he got lucky and got the show. He even talks about how he had no acting experience. He didn't know what he was doing when the show first started, that all the other castmates were legitimate actors, and they all guided him and helped him along the way. And now he's, arguably one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Talk about a natural. How are they doing this Star Wars convention next week?
It's all going to be online. The whole thing's going to be virtual. They're going to have authors and celebrities and memorabilia. Everything is going to be going through a site that's emcity2020.com. emcity2020.com. They normally would have the Star Wars convention. It's always on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
I get it.
It's the big Star Wars day of the year. So they are going to be sending out and screening some movies that you can chime into, and there'll be people involved with the movies talking about them. People, kind of behind the scenes talks about some of the movies, like Star Wars Episode 4, Star Wars Clone Wars, the finale, and of course the the film Rise of Skywalker that just came out. That's going to be on Disney Plus. People will also be online talking about that. But everything that you would get at a crowded convention hall, they're going to be trying to do this online. It's kind of a first. San Diego's Comic-Con was canceled. Some of the big nostalgia shows like this have all been canceled already, even though they're much later in the summer. So they're going to give this a try. If you're a Star Wars fan, emcity2020.com. If you want to get more info, the full schedule of who's going to be speaking, what they're going to be doing, what they're going to be showing.
I got to get that Disney Plus because somebody told me that there's a great documentary series about the Disney Imagineers, and I still haven't figured out how to get Apple Plus, but I've added Disney Plus to my list of things to do, my imaginary list of things to do every day. I never do it.
Don't you just go to the app store to get stuff like that? Sign up for the apps, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm not the highest techie person that there is. I just let my Apple TV make all my decisions for me now.
Yeah, well, I try to do that, but sometimes I'm not successful. We're hearing a lot about some very charitable celebrities, and today there's news about something nice Eminem has done.
This is a very interesting story. Eminem has quietly been donating throughout the pandemic, throughout his hometown of Detroit. He has been serving a food, donating food, taking food to frontline workers, to people who are providing vital services. But this one is kind of interesting. He has donated a pair of shoes to be auctioned off. Now, you would think, okay, that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but these are Jordan 4 Retro Eminem Carhartt shoes. Only 10 pair of these shoes were made back in 2015, and in previous auctions, pairs of these shoes have gone for as much as $30,000.
Wow.
For a pair of Air Jordans. It's going to come along with a Slim Shady t-shirt that... I don't know if that increases the value or decreases the value of the charitable donation, but I guess for people who are into that, this is a really huge, big deal, these shoes.
Yeah.
And the proceeds are going to go to the World Health Organization, their COVID-19 response fund. If anyone's interested, I'm going to be donating a pair of shoes that I wore almost all last summer. They are fully worn in, and I expect to get at least $3 or $4 for them.
Let me know if you'll throw in a Slim Whitman t-shirt with yours.
That
will
would
you
be so fantastic. If I had one of those, like, I would ever get rid of it.
There is a shoe cult out there, though. I mean, there are a lot of people into that. This is a very different kind of graduation season, and another celebrity is putting together a special, I guess, huh?
Yeah, this one's going to be on all the TV networks. Yesterday I told you about how Oprah Winfrey and Miley Cyrus and a bunch of other celebrities are going to be doing a college commencement because there will be no college commencements in person going on this year. So they're going to be doing one on Facebook. The one today is going to be for high school graduates who will miss out on in-person ceremonies. It's going to be on all the major TV networks on Saturday, May the 16th. One more thing for Bob to watch on a Saturday night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be called Graduate Together, and it will be hosted by LeBron James. He will be joined by the Jonas Brothers and Yara Shahidi, who is the older daughter on Black-ish. Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway, Chicago's own Lena Waithe, Pharrell Williams, Bad Bunny. There's a whole collection of actors and athletes and musicians who all are going to be part of this to try to somehow make up for this bizarre year for high school seniors who are going to be graduating. So all the major TV networks, Saturday, May 16th, it'll also be on Facebook and YouTube and Bob's favorite, TikTok.
And you know me, this Saturday night, I'll be very excited to start watching it, and then I'll realize, well, no, it's May 16th.
It's May 16th. That's been Bob's downfall during this whole pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
He has all the best intentions on watching everything. He just can't get the nights right.
Well, thank goodness for you, Dean, to keep us posted on all of this and get us the right dates.
Happy to help.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you.